best at the weekend sweep at his home racetrack by dominating the Truck Series race at Las Vegas, leading 55 laps en route to his 50th Truck Series win.
Feels really good. I actually went in descending order, if you think about it. I won the Cup race first, then the Xfinity, then the Cup. So kind of ironic that it went that way, but it's been a long time since I've been able to run in a Truck Series race here since 2001.
Okay, let's see here. Johnny Sauter grabs second, then it was Brett Moffitt, Grant Enfinger, and Stuart Friesen rounds out the top five, as Martinsville is up next on their schedule, and that's later this month. Xfinity Series action also going down from Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and Kyle's Quest was squashed, getting all my unique words in today, by another Kyle. Larson is his last name. He took home the checkered flag after leading 142 laps on the day.
Our race was really good. The first run, I think on scuffs, we were just really, really, really tight loading. Had a couple of really good restarts here at the end with some good pushes from Bell to get to the lead, and then Allgaier to maintain the lead. So it was neat to get DC Solar their first victory here in the Xfinity Series. So happy about that, and just really thrilled with just how fast our car was all weekend.
Christopher Bell picked up second, followed by Justin Allgaier. Ryan Blaney and Elliott Sadler rounds out the top five as that series heads to Phoenix this weekend.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. Like us.
Guess what? With Boost, adding a line with unlimited gigs to my data plan has never been easier. So that means everyone gets a line. My son gets a line. My dad gets a line. My yoga instructor gets a line. Oh, and don't forget about Bill. All we needed was a switch.
You too can get line happy. This tax season, switch to Boost and make the most of your tax refund. Get four lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $25 each per line. Plus, get up to four phones for free, all on Boost's super reliable and super fast nationwide network. Visit your nearest Boost mobile store for a great tax season deal. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 3/8/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one line to port in. Includes unlimited talk, text, and data with video streams at up to 480p. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in on plans $50 or higher while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Should players that go undrafted in the NBA draft, or any draft for that matter, be allowed to return to school? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
You're finding much these stolen cars?
Sometimes. Wouldn't hold out much hope for the tape deck, though.
For the credence. Well, what about the briefcase?
Mr. Lebowski, I'd like to see you. Call when you get home and I'll send a car for you. My name is Maude Lebowski. I'm the woman who took your rug.
Well, I guess we can close the file on that one.
20 years ago today, the Big Lebowski hit movie theaters. Welcome in a Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn for the ages on the horizon tonight. It is March 6th, 2018. We're going to be chatting with Dan Kadar of SB Nation. Dan is an NFL draft guru. We check in with him every year around this time, wrapping up the Indianapolis Combine results. Cody Goodwin of the Des Moines Register is going to be with us at 6 o'clock tonight as well. We'll talk a little NCAA wrestling with him, as well as looking back on Iowa's disappointing fourth-place finish at the Big Ten Wrestling Tournament in East Lansing over the weekend. Lots to get to today. We've got a great poll question at KGYMRadio.com that I think is going to drive a lot of conversation. We've got a viral comment from a former Big Ten basketball coach that's making its rounds today, which I think there's some merit to it. I certainly think that there's meat on the bone for a discussion. But at the end of the day, what he said about players transferring and essentially quitting rings a little hollow with me. I'll tell you why coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. We've got high school basketball on the horizon as well tonight. Iowa City West taking on Muscatine. That's Joe Wieskamp and company. You're going to be able to hear it on our FM frequencies. So I believe the final hour correct, Alex, tonight?
If it starts on time, the final hour will be
1600
on the FM,
only.
FM frequency, or the final, yes, the final hour will be on 1600 AM, but we'll see, because things tend to get pushed back after a full day at Wells Fargo Arena.
Alex Kuhn, my co-host and burgeoning Bachelor fan, don't let the cat out of the bag, because we are going to talk bad breakups coming up at the bottom of the hour. I am convinced after watching television last night that we are one step closer to televising executions in this country, because yep. What I watched last night was so gut-wrenching and disgusting and deplorable. And yet I didn't get up off the couch, and more importantly, I didn't change the channel.
No,
I watched it.
And you're going to watch again tonight, aren't you?
And I'm going to watch again tonight. So we'll get you. I know there's people out there, the old stick to sports crowd, and
I'll take your side today. I got your back, stick to sports crowd today. I got your back.
Okay. Well, Alex is going to stick up for you, stick to sports people, coming up in about 20, 25 minutes at the bottom of the hour. I want to start with this, though. This, to me, is very intriguing. The NCAA has announced that Sunday, the selection show is going to be very different than in previous seasons. And I actually kind of like this format, where in the past, if you've watched the show, and I know many of you do, because this time of year, it seems like everybody's a college basketball fan, because you want to find out about the tournaments and the brackets. And well, in most years, we're looking to see Iowa or Iowa State or UNI. Okay, not this year, but instead of dragging things out where they go region by region and bracket by bracket, we're going to know on Sunday at 10 minutes after 5 all 68 teams that are in the field this year. Now, then the caveat is the rest of the show will be them walking you through the seedings, the matchups, where teams are going in the brackets. Do you like this change? 319-366-1600. Do you like the fact that right out of the gate, within the first 10 minutes on Sunday, you're going to know the 68 teams? Now, I say that, and again, it's empty or it's hollow this year, because it's not like Hawkeye fans are on the, you know, their team is on the bubble or Iowa State's on the bubble or anything like that. So that was agony in those years where, you know, like last year, for instance, where Iowa winds up being, in the eyes of many, one of the four teams that just missed the cut. And so you're watching and you're thinking, oh, holding out hope, maybe they're going to get in. Now, for those teams that are on the bubble, you're going to know within the first 10 minutes. 5 o'clock is the selection show on Sunday. They're going to tell you who the 68 teams are, and then they will go from there. Do you like that?
This is fantastic. This is, I think, the best thing that's happened to the selection show. And you talk about what it's like for fans, but for the teams that are squarely on the bubble, sitting there for an hour as they go region by region and doing math in your head about, oh, well, there's just a few at-large teams left, and I don't know if there's a spot left for us. And that has to be completely agonizing. And I think that one of the saddest images of the entire season is when the networks like CBS or ESPN have a video camera on these teams who just missed the cut for the NCAA tournament and sat there for an hour and a half waiting to see if they were going to make it. So at least now, Nebraska, within the first 10 minutes, will know that they're going to the NIT, and yeah, they can start planning accordingly. This is great. It's great for everybody.
We can probably call them right now and let them know that they're not going to be in the... I think everybody knows that they're out. But I know some people in Nebraska are still holding out hope that no way are they in. That would be, to me, the biggest surprise that I could think of on Sunday, would be to see Nebraska listed among, and if they are in, you know they're going to Dayton.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no way that team just gets a spot in the tournament. Now, Fran McCaffrey would say they do have a spot in the tournament, even if they do go
it's
to
not
Dayton.
Not a play-in game, Todd.
Not a play-in game.
It's the NCAA tournament.
I like this change. I think it's going to be a good thing. And then there's still intrigue. You still don't know whether your team is a one seed, a two seed, things like that. You don't know who the 12-5 matchups are. But the going through region by region was always a little agonizing. And then I know I'm not the only person out there, but how many times when Iona would get into the tournament and you'd see it pop up on the screen and for a while yeah. you'd be like, hey, oh, the Gales.
That was the second similar thing in my life to that, but I don't know why that popped up. This popped up in my head, but I used to be in a school district called Rockwood, and whenever there was a snow day, there was a school out in let's just say the boonies of Missouri called Richwoods. So when I was watching the news,
the school name is almost ironic.
Yeah.
Richwoods,
Rockwoods.
If it's out in the boonies, I'm guessing it was the opposite.
But whenever the school closings would scroll across the bottom line of the news, Rockwood. It's Richwoods. But yes, same thing with Iona and Iowa.
I grew up in not so Richwoods, a.k.a. DeWitt, so I kind of know. We never got out. You could see the schools, and you just knew. It didn't matter how bad, how cold it was. We were gone. I think that was the one question that they asked when they interviewed superintendents, candidates to be the superintendent. Hey, what's your policy on snow days? If you hate them, this is the job for you. Because I think we had two or three superintendents my entire time from elementary school, kindergarten, all the way on up through 1998 when I graduated high school, and none of them would call off school. None of them. Bad news, by the way. I know we talked a little bit about this last night on the program. I had joked that I wanted to do an NCAA tournament basketball watch party this year sometime next week, and I wanted to get together, and I wanted to basically we could commiserate between Iowa fans and Iowa State fans and UNI fans and everybody who, you know, this is an Iowa-free NCAA tournament this year, and I thought, what a great way to get together, and everybody would sort of pour one out for the end of the college basketball season. But then we've spent so much time watching bad basketball this year between the Hawkeyes and Cyclones and the Panthers that we could get together and watch some good basketball. And I thought, okay, this is all taking shape. Last night I walked out the door and I had this great grandiose idea that we were going to adopt East Tennessee State, coached by Lone Tree native Steve Forbes. We're going to adopt them. I had this idea of we're going to find a place in Lone Tree or something to go and watch the game, and we're going to have a big blowout party. And then I watched the SoCon final last night, in which UNC Greensboro snuffed out the Buccaneers' chances of going to the NCAA tournament in back-to-back years with a 62-47 victory. So one of Fran McCaffrey's old schools is back in the NCAA tournament. Steve Forbes, unfortunately, is not. And so there goes another opportunity, another hook, if you will, for a reason to get together and watch the NCAA. So there's hardly any Iowa flavor at all to the tourney this year. You're going to have to really dig and scrape. But
like transfers from Iowa State or...
Felt disappointed. No. Speaking of transfers, I'm glad you brought that up, because we've got the comments that Tubby Smith made recently about players transferring, and it's tantamount to quitting. And I think it's great. It's great stuff, but it just rings hollow with me, and we'll find an opportunity to bring you that audio so that you can hear that. Coming up before 7 o'clock tonight, Dan Kadar of MockingTheDraft.com will be with us to kick off hour number two. We've got a great giveaway for you tonight as well. I know you guys love winning things for free from us just for listening to the program. It is that time of year again. Saturday night, before you go to bed, it is time to spring ahead. So if you go to bed at 10 o'clock, move the clocks ahead an hour. Now, I know this is the time of year. Some smart aleck every year says nobody has clocks anymore. Nobody turns clocks. Trust me on this, okay? Mr. Johnny Millennial, people still have clocks. They need to change them. Maybe they're on their microwave. Maybe they're on their stove. People still own clocks. So save the indignant texts on the Hertin and Stocker text line. And whoa, what a coincidence. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City has given us a brand new watch. We're going to give away to somebody today to mark the occasion of springing ahead. Daylight savings time starts on Saturday, technically Sunday at 2 a.m. So remember to change the clocks before you go to bed. Everybody's got smites on. They do it all on their own now. No, they don't. Okay? Without fail, twice a year, somebody on the text line has to be a smart aleck.
Doesn't everybody have a microwave?
Most or like people. Lots of people.
A stove.
Lots of people.
For the most part. Not right. Everybody.
And they're not all smart.
But most
they're
people.
Not all that intelligent that they automatically change. Not everything is set to an atomic clock,
or
which is a term that we use here in the building, a radio clock.
Are those the type of people that, like, sometimes myself, I can put myself in that category in the past? I thought it was a big step in my adult life that I actually changed the clock on my stove instead of just doing the math in my head and realizing that it was an hour earlier or later than what the clock said on the stove.
That's
because I did that for a while.
That's the move that marked adulthood for you?
I mean, it was one of it. I'm just saying that it was way too big of a step in my mind. It was way bigger than it should have been. As soon as I did that, I felt some kind of adulthood.
Plenty to get to today on the program. We'll even talk a little baseball. There was a report out there that the Minnesota Twins offered Lance Lynn a 2-year, $20 million deal, and he was like, nah. Nah. I don't need $10 million a year to play baseball.
$10 million.
I don't know. It's
how am I going to feed my family?
It's fascinating to me.
It's Latrell Sprewell, by the way.
Yes, I'm well aware. It's fascinating to me to see where we're going here with the free agents who are still out there unsigned and to try to figure out a timeline on whether some of these guys are going to be unsigned going into the season. And you've got other guys that are getting offered minor league deals. It's just something's going on with baseball. But we won't get into that too greatly today. We're going to primarily talk NCAA sports and not necessarily sports in general coming up at the bottom of the hour, because I have a feeling you guys know what direction we're going in this with The Bachelor and the bad breakups. But that was an awful breakup last night. Just absolutely miserable. And every last second of it was televised for public consumption. ABC has absolutely no morals. And there I was sitting on the couch last night, eating it up as if it were a box of Girl Scout cookies, which...
Are you going to...
I got to tell you, the hardest part about changing the eating habits has been the last couple weeks. Because I'm still sticking with it. November 1st is when I made the big change. And I'm slowly, the number of carbs that I'm welcoming back into my life is, it's minimal, but it's still not two Girl Scout cookies level. And so this has been just a hellacious period for me, because everywhere you go, there's a Girl Scout. Everywhere you go. I mean,
So what do? Do you turn them down? Do you say, hey?
You got to be polite about it.
I'm on a diet.
And actually, no. You never, no. And no, I ain't getting any of my money. Are you kidding me? I've got the get out of jail free card because I have two nieces. So you just say, hey, I've got two nieces. Our family already bought from them. They're sitting at home. My wife's eating them. My son is eating them. And I just sit there and I watch. I'm like a dog. That's where I'm at now at this point in my life. I'm 37 years old, and I'm watching people eating, and I feel as if I'm a dog begging for table space.
You haven't gone with a Gabe Kapler technique of chewing it up and then spitting it out?
That was I said I did that with the cupcake. I'm not going to waste a Girl Scout cookie, not at $4 or $4.50 a box. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Those things are, invest in Bitcoin and Girl Scout cookies. You'll be completely set for life. 422 Mantality and LowTUSA.com is the website to go to learn more about Mantality. They are a men's health clinic located in North Liberty. What do they do there, you may ask? Well, you can find out by going to that website, but if you'd rather be lazy and have me tell you, they take care of men for low testosterone. It is a problem that affects a lot of guys, especially around the age of 40. That's when that naturally occurring testosterone in your body starts to dip a little bit. And testosterone is one of those things that makes a guy a guy, if you know what I mean. Drives a lot of things in a guy's body. Gives you energy, sex drive, things of that nature. Your testosterone levels start to dip. You're going to notice performance issues elsewhere in your life. They can get you treated successfully. They've got over a 90% success rate of getting those testosterone levels safely and effectively back to where they need to be in order for you to have the best life that you can possibly have, with or without Girl Scout cookies. Mantality, LowTUSA.com. You can even make an appointment with them right now if you check out their website. Again, they're located in North Liberty. 424, we'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. And then we will move on to a topic that, you know what? I bet Mark Dukes is sticking around here. I bet he wants to do another 20, 25 minutes on The Bachelor last night.
Duker, we'll see back in here, please, and help
gone.
Me.
He's long gone. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning a power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
The quality of the product that we are offering is going to be much higher than at a box store. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We are HP sales and service authorized, and we're able to get better products that clients will be able to use. It will last longer in their business. I can sell a laptop that will come with a 3-year warranty because it's a higher quality.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
This is perhaps the most interesting text that we've ever received on the Hurtin & Stocker text line. I always check it out when we go to a break. I try not to get distracted with it during the program, although it's hard to tell sometimes. There's a texter that said it was interesting to describe Iowa's finish at the Big Ten wrestling tournament as disappointing this past weekend, because other than Sorensen, who would you have expected to finish high? Have we really gotten to the point where Iowa finishes in fourth place at the Big Ten wrestling tournament and people don't bat an eye? I'm an idiot when it comes to wrestling. Okay, I fully admit that. I think everybody who listens to the program probably understands that. But I don't think we're to the point where you just automatically look and say, oh, where's final standings? Iowa finished in fourth place. Oh, okay. And you turn the page and you move on with it. That, to me, is disappointing. I think everybody in the wrestling room would tell you the same thing. Now, you can understand reality. You can grasp the concept of where Iowa is at relative to Penn State and Ohio State. But, yeah, if I think for as long as I live and call Eastern Iowa home, and I've called Eastern Iowa home for 37 years, I think as long as you live, as long as I live, if you see Iowa in fourth place at the Big Ten wrestling tournament, you call that a disappointment. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, 319-366-1600, but I like to think that of the few things in this country left where we still have standards, I think the Iowa wrestling program is one of those things that still has a pretty high standard and doesn't accept finishing in fourth place. Now, they can acknowledge the reality of a fourth place finish, but they're not accepting it. Kyle, fresh off. I heard a little bit of the Bachelor discussion on the gym class. It sort of serves as an appetizer for what's to come. I know Alex is super thrilled about this. Kyle's been filling in for Scott Unash as he's in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. We think for most of the week, because we've still got a lot of area teams that are active and playing, including Iowa City West tonight. Kyle's going to bring you your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Qualifiers for the NCAA Wrestling Championships were announced today, and the Hawkeyes are going to send 9 guys to Cleveland next week. Spencer Lee, Vincent Turk, Brandon Sorensen, Michael Kemmerer, Alex Marinelli, Joe Gunther, Mitch Bowman, Cash Wilkie, and Sam Stoll. UNI will take 6, Jacob Schwarm, Josh Alber, Max Thompson, Taylor Lugin, Drew Foster, and Jacob Holschlag, and Iowa State will send 1, Jarrett Deegan. UNI football also announced today that former Oregon Duck lineman Ryan Clanton will be joining the football staff as an offensive line coach. A pair of local 3A teams squared off in the boys' state basketball tournament earlier today, with 5th-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier beating Marion 67-60 to move on to the semifinals, where they are going to face Glenwood on Thursday. Glenwood, by the way, made a 20-point comeback today on Norwalk. Tonight, beginning at 6:15, our show is going to be exclusively on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, because we've got another very juicy matchup from Des Moines. It's going to be Class 4A top-ranked Iowa City West versus Muscatine, featuring 2 future Hawkeyes in Patrick McCaffrey and the all-time leading scorer in Iowa high school history, Joe Wieskamp. You'll be able to hear that on 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym. And then after our show, we've got another good NBA game heading your way. The Rockets lead the Western Conference and have won 15 games in a row. And tonight, they'll take on Russell Westbrook and the Big 3 in Oklahoma City, beginning at 7 on the main gym.
Sorry, every time somebody says good NBA game, I have to chuckle because I think it's an oxymoron like jumbo shrimp. That's where I approach the NBA, though. Although Steve Kerr did have a very interesting idea. He thinks that players that declare for the NBA draft who go undrafted all the way through the process, all the way through the draft, if you are undrafted, you should still be allowed to return to school. It's our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. Should those players be allowed to return to school? Yes or no? It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. The texts are coming in, and yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are saying, somebody said, further than disappointment, embarrassment that Iowa finishes in fourth place at the Big Ten Wrestling Tournament. The texter's words, not mine, but I have a feeling Tom Brands would use several adjectives, and maybe embarrassment would be one of those, but it's going to drive them to hopefully do better at the NCAA tournament. We're going to not talk sports coming up in just a few minutes. Alex is already uncomfortable. Stick around.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, the Steelers officially placed their franchise tag on running back Le'Veon Bell for the second straight year. The team and star back not able to agree on a long-term deal. The Steelers should pay Bell what he's looking for, believes Redskins safety D'Angelo Hall.
He does so much for their football team, not talking about just running the ball. I'm talking about his ability to get loose on screens, his ability to go line up at receiver in the slot and exploit that matchup. In the NFL, it's all about exploiting matchups. And anytime Le'Veon Bell's on the field, he can exploit his matchup versus whoever they put on him.
Bellis said he's not playing for less than $14.5 million a year in a long-term contract. Rams put the non-exclusive franchise tag on defensive back LaMarcus Joyner. Former All-Pro Alden Smith turned himself into police in San Francisco, booked on domestic violence-related charges, being held on $30,000 bond. NBA leading Rockets back on the court tonight. They'll go for a 16th straight win when they take on the Thunder. Pre-game coverage at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This month at participating Napa Auto Parts stores, Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale for $5.99 a quart. That's Napa know-how. General States prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy, or the guy who built your delivery guy's house, or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans. Year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles, because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS Market calendar year 1985 through 2017, U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individuals. See your dealer for details.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
For a limited time, Wendy's Quarter Pound Double Stack is just $1. That's right, a tasty two-story tower of melty cheese made with fresh, never-frozen beef for just $1. And since Wendy's Double Stack has a whole quarter pound of beef, it's the best double cheeseburger you can get for just $1. But a deal this big doesn't come around every day, so get a Quarter Pound Double Stack at Wendy's, because it won't be a dollar forever.
Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada at participating Wendy's.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
4:35, we'll get back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on all three of our frequencies here. 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Also on the FM dial, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. Speaking of Iowa City, probably got a lot of Iowa City West fans hoping to be able to tune in and listen to that game tonight. Iowa City West and Muscatine taking the floor at Wells Fargo Arena around 6:30 tonight, at least that's the plan. So 6:15-ish, the final hour of the program, or the majority, I should say, will be airing on 1600 AM only. And that means, well, that means the Hertin and Stocker watch should probably be given away before we lose two of the three frequencies. So no matter how you're listening to us right now, sometime between now and 6 o'clock tonight, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take home a brand new watch, courtesy of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. They remind you that it is that time of year again. It is time to spring ahead this Saturday night before you go to bed. That way, when you wake up, you know that it's 9 o'clock. You're not thinking that it's 8 o'clock. Get you make sure that you're not missing church or any of the other things that involve being there on time.
Jeez, Todd, nobody has to change their clocks these days. Everybody has cell phones.
Look, I don't know. We get it every, like I said, we get it twice a year, and it's either somebody who's just trying to be a smart aleck, or it's somebody who's just too dumb to realize that there are actually clocks that need to be changed. Just because they don't have hands, you still have to physically change many of the clocks in your home. They don't just automatically do. But no, nothing surprises me anymore with this generation. And I say that knowing full well that many young people are listening to the program. I'm setting this up here because I want to talk about The Bachelor last night, and I know Mark Dukes, there's no bigger fan of The Bachelor in this station than Mark, and he talked about it on the gym class already. But last night, and lest you think that this is a sports show and we need to be talking about sports, The Bachelor this year, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the ABC franchise, is Ari Leyendijk Jr., whose father, Ari Leyendijk, was a tremendous open-wheel racer back in the day. His son, not so much. And he's not a very good bachelor either. But I have a love-hate relationship with reality TV shows. And I know that it's basically bleach for the brain. I know that reality TV shows are BAD bad.
And staged?
It's very much like, you know, junk food. I know it's bad for me, but I used to eat it all the time. Just couldn't get enough of it. And so last night I'm watching as this goes south, and
what happened?
It's been 19 years, and they say every year is the most dramatic one yet. And, of course, they come up with ways to make it more dramatic each and every year. But last night was the regular season finale, if you will. And then tonight they're going to have an extra – it's an additional episode because it was just so shocking. Cough, cough.
I feel shocked.
So Ari has a choice to make between two. I hope Mark is listening to this. I hope Mark appreciates the effort that I go into bringing people this Bachelor update. And I see the text line is lighting up already, and I'm not going to be distracted by it, but I can already imagine what people are saying here. And I've said this. My reason for talking about this on this program is that I understand the demographics. I know that primarily the show is listened to by men. But I also know that many times men go along for the ride with the television remote because their wife or their girlfriend wants to watch the show, and you want to stay in the good graces of the wife or girlfriend. Maybe get a little reward, if you know what I'm talking about. Maybe make her feel like, you know, you want to spend some quality time with her. Sure, I'll sit there and watch this TV show. What you're really doing is you are looking at all of these young, attractive women. They don't put ugly people like me on The Bachelor, okay? So you're watching and you're thinking, okay, yeah, pretty attractive young girls. I get it. I understand it. And you're also trying to score points with the wife or the girlfriend. So I know full well that a number of people who listen to this show who would never admit it have watched or are watching The Bachelor, and the female, when they reverse it, then it's The Bachelorette, when it's her and she's choosing between 20 and 25 guys. So last night, the choice is down to two young women. You've got Becca, she's from Minnesota originally, very attractive blonde. She was my choice from the get-go for him. And then you have the blonde, Lauren, who is a typical millennial. She had I don't want to drag the entire generation down, but she had the personality of a wet dish rag. Can't communicate at all. She's trying to have a conversation with her and is going nowhere because why? Because nobody can have conversations anymore because you don't talk, you text. So my wife is like, what's going on with her? She can't open up. She can't talk to him. She can't have a conversation. I was like, of course, because she's like 24 or 25. So they're in Peru, and the deal is the first one that they show get out of the car is always the one that gets axed first. So Lauren is the first one to show up at the alpaca ranch or wherever they were last. There were lots of llamas or alpacas or some sort of indigenous Peruvian beasts roaming around. He has a nice moment with her, cuts her loose. Then you fast forward, and here's Becca, the girl from Minnesota. There were two Beccas this year, very confusing. He chooses her. They live happily ever after. Oh, but wait. No. He changes his mind. Alex. He changed his mind.
I feel shocked.
And so rather than do this behind closed doors, they do it behind closed doors with two cameras there. And then ABC airs the entire thing unedited. So you are sitting there and you are watching this young woman have her heart ripped out, Kali Ma style, Indiana Jones showing it to her while it's still beating. Temple of Doom? Temple of Doom. Unedited. Her life is ruined. She's embarrassed. She's basically the butt of jokes today in a lot of places. And I'm sitting there watching this, and my first thought is, I should not be watching this. I should not be watching this. This is terrible television. And I watched, and they're going to have all three of them there on the couch tonight. And I'm going to watch that as well. And I have a feeling many of you are also. You are completely indifferent to all of this.
I am. I think that the show is an abomination to television, quite frankly. And I agree with some of our texters. And I've compiled all
those
of our
texters are watching it though.
All of our stick to sports crowd. I think a lot of them aren't. I'll just say that I want to release a statement on behalf of the stick to sports crowd as it pertains to The Bachelor. The show doesn't make sense. I believe it to be staged. The premise around it doesn't make sense. And when I'm on Twitter, when I'm on Facebook and see so many respectable, and I'm not blaming the women for watching that, but seeing so many respectable men bringing this unnecessary drama onto my Twitter feed and onto my Facebook, it gets a little bit annoying. So on behalf of the Stick to Sports crowd, I would like to release this statement on behalf of us in regards to The Bachelor.
Nobody cares.
Oh, no.
Nobody cares.
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 Nobody cares. Cares. Cares.
That's where you're wrong. And I'm telling you that there will be millions of people who are tuning in to watch this train wreck tonight.
I'm sure there will. And I know we talk about ratings all the time, but when I see ratings are down in some things and this show's ratings are through the roof, I just kind of point to the fact that that's 2018. That's where we're at. Is Ball in the Family releasing a new episode tonight?
I don't know.
Maybe I'll tune into Facebook.
I get the notifications on Facebook. I have yet to watch an episode of Ball in the Family. Although we found out last week from Marvin Jones, the head coach of the Cedar Rapids Titans, that LeVar Ball was just as outlandish and ridiculous 20 years ago, 15 years ago, when he was in camp with the New York Jets, as he is today. So it's not an act. Or if it is, it's one that he's been perfecting for a very long time. Now, we have people greatly offended that a segment has been devoted to The Bachelor.
We have both sides of it,
though. He is a race car driver. And
he is?
Look, I don't ever have to justify what we talk about on this show.
No?
That's the beauty of this. It's my show. I get to talk about what I want to talk about. Iowa basketball, done. Iowa State basketball, not done yet. They play tomorrow. We'll have that game for you here on 1600 AM. UNI basketball, done. We're in the doldrums here. We're walking through the valley of the shadow of when the heck does spring football start. And so I've got this story here. And the original premise was this was a there are bad breakups, and then there are really bad breakups, and then there's this televised train wreck last night that people couldn't take their eyes off of. And the entire time you're watching and you're saying to yourself, it's like watching a horror movie. Don't run into the house. Don't do this. Don't do that. You're like, come, oh Ari, don't do that. Don't, no. See, when she says leave, what does he do? He sticks around. He won't leave. And at this point, you can't turn away. When she says leave and he's not leaving because he still wants to somehow explain his decision process here. And she's like, I'm not going to hug you goodbye or anything if that's what you're looking for. That was the moment where you couldn't look away. You had to see how this thing ends.
Did you at least cringe? Did you tighten up a little bit watching this?
I felt almost nauseated watching it. And again, I could not turn away, partly because my wife had the remote. But other than that, I'm sitting there thinking we are very, very close in this country to putting something on TV like a live execution. I really feel that way because there's this sense that you can't turn away from something. And as revolting as that idea is to me, there are people out there that are like, oh yeah, I'd watch that. So, and this thing last night, for those of you who weren't watching it, it was like three steps away from that. I mean,
Was it the most shocking moment
yet? It was
yet?
Bad, and they should have stopped it about 20 minutes earlier than they should have, which many of you would say would be about the same time frame for this segment talking about last night's show. So tune in tonight as they bring this poor girl out and sit her there with Ari and with Lauren, who I don't know whether she's going to take him back or not because he dumped her and then chose the other girl and now he wants to go back. And this was all going south last night. And this has happened one other time on the show. Jason Mesnick did essentially the same thing. He just didn't televise it. And so bad breakups, that's beyond a bad breakup last night. And then I was going to turn this thing into a you tell your bad breakup story, and then it just devolved into people complaining about us talking about this on the text line, which is fine by me. What are we supposed to talk about right now? You tell me. What's going on right now that more people are paying attention to?
Oh, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one.
And as I said, I know my audience, and there are a number of people out there that will not necessarily admit it, but you know exactly who I'm talking about. I could bring up a name of one of the women on the show, and I bet you would know exactly who I'm talking about because you watch it, with your girlfriend or your wife. You wouldn't tell the guys down at the bowling alley about it, but if Mark Dukes is watching that TV show, then I know many of you are. If Kyle is watching that TV show, I know many of you are watching that TV show. You've got this picture in your mind that it's just a bunch of women in red hats sitting around watching. Nope. There's a lot of dudes watching The Bachelor. Saying, Ari, what are you doing?
The problem is, you guys do watch it, and there are a lot of men that watch it. And they say it's to please their wife or girlfriend or significant other.
I don't know about that. That's my theory.
That's
my
not
working
the case.
Theory.
They watch it and then they kind of get pulled into this mayhem. I don't even know how to describe it. I don't think there are any bad enough words to describe that show. But then you get people like me who don't watch it, and then people who will tweet about or post on Facebook about how bad the show is and how they don't watch it, and then it's free advertisement for them and the ratings go up and up and up. And everybody has a strong opinion about it one way or another, and they've just played us all.
Ed Hockley retiring? You're not going to get 20 minutes out of Ed Hockley retiring. Maybe a minute 30 tops.
Okay, I'm confused on which side of the spectrum BJ lands on. Is he Team
BJ
Bachelor
and Marianne
or Team
watches,
Not Bachelor?
He watches the show. I know he does. Guarantee it. There was a girl who was in... This is a good jumping off point here this year. There was a girl on there who I thought was just absolutely insane, who was... Her hobby was taxidermy. And out of the gate, Kendall, I think her name was, she made it to like the final four. And they actually, on their date, they did taxidermy together. They stuffed mice. And I'm thinking, holy cow.
It's lovely.
I would be running for the exits. The first time I found out about the taxidermy thing, I would have been out the door. And yet he was like, oh, no, I like it. Uh-uh. No way. No way is that normal. That's a little too Norman Bates for me. And yet he was there along for the ride. They stuffed the mice and put him in a little...
So you're telling me that people who go on a television show to find love and know each other for about 2 weeks before proposing marriage are
two
not...
2 months.
2 months before...
2 months, thank
before,
you very much.
Before proposing marriage aren't normal?
Well, they're all looking to get famous out of this,
well,
and
of
then
course.
Either become like their
How
people...
How much are they making per show?
I don't know what they get paid on that. But there are already people that... Well, like, she's going to be the next Bachelorette, so she's set for life. So it's just, it's a never-ending perpetual cycle.
Now, 2922 has a great idea. What about the discussion idea for Ed Hockley as the Bachelor?
I believe he's married. I could be wrong.
Oh.
I read that in the Sports Illustrated article that they did on him several years ago.
What about Tim Tebow?
We're not talking about Tim Tebow.
No, I'm saying him as the Bachelor. You know how many people would watch that?
They say, of course, it's scripted to a certain extent, and they all claim that it's not. But trust me on this one. If there's a girl who's causing drama, you know they keep them around for the purpose of furthering the drama. You never see anybody who's watched the 19 seasons, somebody who causes drama, they never get booted on day one. They're still there halfway into the show. Reality TV, reality with quotation marks. That was a terrible segment. You know what? I'll own it. That was a terrible segment. That was a train wreck, but it was not as big of a train wreck as that show was last night, and it's not as big of a train wreck as it's going to be tonight on ABC, and I know for a fact that many of you are going to watch that. There is a reason why people slow down when you drive past an actual train wreck or an accident. You slow down because you want to see what's... You can't help yourself. And that last night was beyond horrific. What they did to her and choosing to air it unedited, and yet there I was on the couch. Didn't even move. 4:55 will step aside. I'm owning it. That was a bad segment, and I'll own it. But I'm not talking for 25 minutes about Ed Hockley. Back with more after this.
March Markdown Madness is going on now at Jungi Automotive Group. I'm Jason Jungi, inviting you to shop one of our three corridor locations for slam dunk savings this month. You can also get entered to win free gas for a year. Jungi offers you a wide selection of brands and competitive pricing on new and used vehicles, and our service centers always give you fast and affordable auto care done right. Visit one of our three Jungi Automotive Group locations today to find your next vehicle and enter to win our grand prize gas giveaway.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
The Le'Veon Bell holdout? What do you think this is, a sports show? I'm not going to talk about the Le'Veon Bell holdout in the franchise. What do you think this is? The Talk Sports Hour? It's actually 3 hours, 4 to 7 every day. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way until 7 o'clock tonight. Although not on all three frequencies, we've got high school basketball for you. Could have done 20 minutes on high school basketball. Could have done 20 minutes on, what else we got here coming up? Dan Kadar, mocking the draft on the SB Nation series of, I almost called it, I don't even know what I was about to say there. A series of blogs. It's not, that's, no. SB Nation. Dan is with us every year. I'm off. I'm discombobulated now. My life has been turned upside down after watching that. And then, of course, see, somebody gets it. Somebody on the text line being 7750, they won't be watching tonight because This Is Us is on. 319-366-1600. Kyle's back in the studio. Kyle, the Bachelor fan, has a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Qualifiers for the NCAA Wrestling Championships were announced today, and the Hawkeyes are going to be sending 9 guys to Cleveland next week. Spencer Lee, Vincent Turk, Brandon Sorensen, Michael Kemmerer, Alex Marinelli, Joe Gunther, Mitch Bowman, Cash Wilkie, and Sam Stoll among them. You and I will take 6, Jacob Schwarm, Josh Auber, Max Thompson, Taylor Lugin, Drew Foster, and Jacob Holschlag, and Iowa State will send 1, Jarrett Deegan. UNI football also announced today that former Oregon Duck lineman Ryan Clanton will be joining the football staff as an offensive line coach. A pair of local 3A teams squared off in the boys' state basketball tournament earlier today, with Cedar Rapids Xavier beating Marion 67-60 to move on to the semifinals, where they're going to face Glenwood on Thursday. Glenwood, by the way, made a 20-point comeback today on Norwalk. Tonight, beginning at 6:15, our show is going to be exclusively on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, because we've got another very juicy matchup from Des Moines. It's going to be Class 4A top-ranked Iowa City West versus Muscatine, featuring two future Hawkeyes in Patrick McCaffrey and the all-time leading scorer in Iowa high school history, Joe Wieskamp. You'll be able to hear that on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And then after the show, we've got another good NBA game heading your way. The Rockets lead the Western Conference and have won 15 in a row. Tonight, they take on Russell Westbrook and the Big Three in Oklahoma City, beginning at 7 on the main gym.
All right, which Hawkeye may or may not have helped themselves the most in Indianapolis at the Combine over the weekend? We will ask that and more of Dan Kadar of MockingTheDraft.com. Cody Goodwin of the Des Moines Register set to join us as well as we take a look ahead to the NCAA Wrestling Championships. A lot of sports talk coming on a sports talk show. Hour number 2 on the way after this.